Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the End Zone Club podcast. We're here with your host, Anthony Mitchell, and we have conversations wrapped around things we know now, we wish we knew when we were younger. And these conversations are designed to push you to walk into your potential, to fulfilling your purpose. And without much further ado, we're getting ready to go live in 3, 2, 1. So don't hit that dial. Stay tuned. Yo, it's your host, Anthony Mitchell, again, here at the End Zone Club podcast. Before I get too far into today's content, I'd like to encourage you to like, share, rate, subscribe to this podcast. Help us get this content out to the four corners of the world so that we can continue to be a blessing to those that we've been a blessing to, an encouragement and inspiration to those that are still searching for something to get their day going and their life motivated and pushed in the right direction. Speaking of, talking about reaching the four corners of the earth, I think in our last podcast, we kind of touched on this idea that there were some military obligations that were going on with us, and that I would probably be out of pocket for a while. Well, the same holds true. You will not really say where I'm at, but I am somewhere in an undisclosed location in Southeast Asia where a lot of the inhabitants of the land are right now taking part in a very holy festival in the Islamic Muslim community known as Ramadan. Now, it's important to note that during Ramadan, Islamic people, Muslim people, fast during certain times of the day, no food, no water. And, you know, in America, I've known a lot of people that partake in this. And it's impressive to me anytime that I see, even as a Christian, people that are devout in their faith. And they hold so much discipline that they can work in cafeterias during times of fasting, that they can work around people with attitudes such as ourselves in times of fasting, and they're able to put aside their own desires, able to put aside their own, you know, just humanly needs, because food is definitely a necessity, and they're able to commune five times a day with their higher power. That's impressive. So to come over here and to see that firsthand, it's hot right now. It's already 96, 97 degrees, and it's just April. So sometime during the course of this time while we are here, I am anticipating, just on the strength of water weight, to come back home slim, svelte, and my wife very happy. Y'all listen, I want to just rewind back my hands a little bit in time. Again, just even to the beginning of this podcast, I neglected to thank our faithful listeners. I see you guys. I see your comments. I've gotten a lot of emails from you guys wanting to come on the show, wanting to be a support, wanting to get your stories out. Listen, you guys are coming. I want to get you on. If you got a story to tell, please reach out to me at anthonymitchell01@gmail.com or Yahoo. Or you can follow the links that are in the bios, and they will lead you to two things: how you can reach me, and also how you can donate to the community work that we do, which is also something I need you guys' support. But being able to shoot a podcast from Middle Eastern America, far from home, it was like a 20-hour flight with one layover, brief layover, should I say. Or should I tell the truth and tell you my plane broke down on the way here in Spain, of all places, during Holy Week. And y'all listen, Spain is a beautiful place. Met some nice, beautiful people. What more can I say? Was able to get over here where I am now, and I have thoroughly enjoyed just the change in culture. One of the things I'm always telling, especially you young people, if you get a world, get away from just the things that you're used to, the environment that you have held dear, and go promise you, a lot of what you have held up to be true, a lot of your, even your value system will begin to change as you meet people from different places and you see things in a new light. For me, I am always praying that for every opportunity that God places me in. Well, let me see a silver lining where I, as a man, as a father, as a husband, as a person, an individual, am able to come back a better person. I can never stress that enough, that in these situations, in these circumstances, it's, for one thing, it's always a trying time just for your mental place, your mental state, your mental health, because you're away from your family, your routine is shaken up. A lot of us are very habit-formed creatures, meaning we're comfortable within this box of how we've done things. So then when you're coming somewhere where the food is different, the people is different, the language is different, the customs are different, the sun comes up at different parts of the day and it goes down at a different part of the day. Like in my room, for example, there are no windows. So the first night I'm here, I'm already going crazy because I thought I overslept, because I work 12 hours a day. And when I get off back at home, we're like 9 hours behind where we are right now. 9, 10 hours, I believe. So back home, my clock is still saying, hey, you're supposed to be at work. But my body's saying, man, I'm tired, but the sun is up. And it just, y'all, it threw me for a loop a little bit. I'm not even gonna lie. It took me a few days to get used to it, and I'm still grasping. But when I got in my room, I finally went to sleep. Again, my clock was so messed up that when I jumped out of the bed real quickly trying to find a watch or a clock or something. Because I was like, y'all, I messed up. I overslept. My first day here, I'm gonna get in trouble. And I didn't oversleep. It just didn't feel right. So in these moments, though, I'm always reflective, because prior to coming here, my wife threw a surprise going away party. I call it a surprise. I really didn't have a hand in planning it. I found about it after the fact, but many different people from my family, my mom, my sister, relatives, cousins, best friends, people came in, celebrated the moment, got a chance to, I would say, kind of like get my flowers, which was crazy because I don't know many people in my community that get flowers unless they've hit $1 million, sign an NFL contract, or they croaked, right? But came, and I'm telling you, I am also a habit-formed individual. Being away from my family, I have a 2-year-old at home that sleeps on the side of my face every night. You're reaching for your daughter and she's not there. You know, I know at certain times of the night, I expect to hear my wife breathing in her sleep very heavily. Don't tell, I told y'all she snores sometimes. I expect that. I expect to hear her waking up, going to the restroom at certain times of the night, vice versa. I'm used to rolling over to my left, and there is a cup, styrofoam cup of ice cold something to drink, because I've also been snoring. And when I wake up, I gotta refill the chute, right? I gotta get some water down the pipeline so that I can snore some more. I'm used to having to tell my son at certain times of the night, get out of the kitchen, close the cabinet, stop making a mess, because that every night for us is a routine. I know my dog, she's gonna get up at certain times of the night screaming, because she has somewhere she wants to go, namely outside, to look around and to bark at the crickets and grasshoppers. And it's like, listen, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Can we go in and come on inside? These are things I'm used to. I'm used to knowing what restaurant I can eat certain times of the day. Like if I get off late, I know I can run over here to Burger King and get a double Whopper, no onions, extra mayo. That's how I like it. That's my routine. Or you know what? I got McDonald's points. Let me place a to-go order, sweep through the parking lot, give them my mobile code, and you guessed it, picked up my food. But coming into a new environment, I've had to adapt. And I encourage you guys to do the same. Learning how to adapt along your journey is going to better prepare you for being more well-rounded in life. A lot of people can only go so far when they already know all of the directions to the journey that they're on. That tells you that if you know how to get home from where you are, chances are you've probably gone that way before. If you have a Walmart that's by your home and that's the only road you travel, well, guess what? That's the only directions you'll know. But sometimes if you realize that if you go beyond places of just your habitual circle, if you go beyond just the normal and start learning your way to some new places, yes, it's a little weird at first. Yes, it's a little uncomfortable at first. But sometimes just branching out, I promise you, it's important. So just on the canvas of your imagination, I just encourage you guys, even coming towards the middle of the year, it's not too late to put together a plan, a vision, a strategy, what I would like to call an exit plan from where I am now and to in a door or an entrance into a new way of living and thinking. One of the first day we were out here and we had to go through customs and we were searched and all of our bags were searched. They had been searched, x-rays. We have various orders that have different embassy stamps and all of these things. Man, my mind is blown because as an adult, yes, I've been out of country before. Used to live in Italy. Sister was born in Germany. Just recently, TDY to Scotland. All of these things. Never have had an experience like this. Again, coming through an airport during Ramadan, and you have to be mindful of your attitude because people are tired, people are hungry, people have... they're not operating at the same capacity because their desire is to something else, to the higher power, making that connection. You have to be respectful of customs and courtesies and all of these things. So you go into these experiences where you're having to grow. And then also, there's the whole international effect of what's going on in the world around us. We in America are in a time where I always encourage people, any opportunity they get. And it's not ever saying nothing is wrong or something is right. What it's just saying is the right thing to do. But always make sure you're taking the time to pray for this country. Pray for your decision makers. Pray for your leaders. Pray for those that are in control. Pray for your military. Pray for all the auxiliaries that help. Again, just wanted to take the time real simply to come out and just holler at you guys. I hadn't had a chance to be on much. I hope here in the near future that I can kind of change that around, but just based on what I'm doing, I have been busy. But again, my supporters, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. It's because of you sometimes sending me messages stating that you listen to my podcast, stating how something that was said just gave you strength, gave you encouragement. That encourages me. But with that, I'm going to just hop off. I'm not going to hold you guys up too long today because I do plan on taking another nap. I do have somewhere to be today before I get to work. Got to get probably my second haircut of the year. That's how busy I am. But my hair looks so bad, I got to get it taken care of. I've been managing it myself. However, with the plug situation in my room, I've got my clippers, but I don't have it set up where I'm able to use the plugs at the time, but I will. But today I'm going to get cleaned up. Got to go to work. Look forward to knocking today out because I'm off tomorrow. And just to be able to get off, that means I'm off today. Y'all get it? But I'm getting ready to hop off again. Like, share, rate, subscribe. Go back and listen to some of our other episodes if you have not done that by now. We need the support by you listening, by you interacting. Even if you haven't noticed, there is a poll at the end of every episode. And the question is simple. How did you enjoy today's episode? And I promise you, like it, love it, indifferent, just give an honest opinion. But by engagement happening from your end to mine, it's going to help my algorithm. It's going to help me to spur up the chain and to be able to reach more people. It's Anthony Mitchell, host of the End Zone Club podcast. Like, share, rate, subscribe. Follow us on YouTube, where these podcast episodes also are being shown. Again, just pray for the USA. Do your job to be the right citizen. Say a prayer for me and my family, and just continue to do what you're doing, guys. But until next time, be blessed.